Welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. I'm sharing my journals from 2020. I'm sharing what God has said so far, what God's done in this time of shaking, uncertainty, a lot of things happening with the COVID situation and everything else. You know, I feel it's good to share earlier on in the year some of the things that God has said, just to put things into context and to share a lot of my encounters that I began to have with groups that were beginning to engage and legislate for what's going on. Yesterday I shared quite a lot about engaging with dimensions and with other beings, and I'm going to continue sharing some of my experiences that really have informed how we operate in creativity as sons. 20th of May, 2020. Son, creation is still groaning. If you're to set creation free, you must learn to connect and feel its frequency. I activated my root energy gate. Now, the seven energy gates that we have within our physical being to balance our spirit and soul and to connect and make us whole have seven gateways that flow the river of life through to energize. They connect to the Merkaba, they connect to the garden of our heart. And so I've been learning and I've done sessions on this teaching about it. So I activated my root energy gate and then I reached out to creation with my desire. That desire was birthed in the cardiogenosis that I'd experienced with the Father. And I'm connected to the Father continually to be motivated by his heart. So I drew the river of life as rivers of living water flowing out of heaven into my spirit. I focused the flow through my worship gate, through the desire of obeisance, not obedience, but obeisance, as the seat of rest and government was offered to the Father in trust. And I do this every day. I engage and surrender my life to him. The flow was directed by my choice through that gate in my soul, but by only wanting to do what I know is the Father's heart. My choice is to be a living sacrifice, immersed and cocooned in the circle of the love conversation between Father, Son, and Spirit, living out the vast sum of their thoughts about me, but in creative relationship. The flow was directed through the garden of my heart, my deepest inner desire cultivated in the secret place, and then focused as energy frequency in the Merkaba. The Father's desire for creation was my motivation, so I directed that flow to two gateways simultaneously, activating the root and the crown connecting heaven and earth. I was connected to creation, grounded, sensing and feeling creation's emotions, the energy, the physical life force, but also connected to the spiritual dimensions of creation and the Father's heart. My awareness of the connection between the physical and spiritual, chaos theory, string theory, unified quantum field, fractal images, all of that was intensified and filled my mind with mathematical beauty. I began to see creation through a different perception, through a different perspective, not just seeing the physical, not just seeing the spiritual, but seeing what was behind that within the heart of God that has created all of this in such amazing beauty. I open my heart to the elementals. Those are the beings that God has created to help us connect with creation. The elements of wind, earth, fire, water, and then animals, plants, living things. And I invited union as I waited there. And I wanted a union. I wanted to connect with them because they're connected to creation. They're being negatively influenced by other things. They're looking for sonship. So I invited that union. And as I waited, an abstract feeling began to form into a mental image of creation's mind. Now, this is weird, I know. But it's something that I sensed. It began to happen. I felt connected to creation like I'd only felt twice before when I was spaghettified at a subatomic level, when my whole particles of my being joined to the whole of creation at that quantum field level of oneness, one mind, one connective force. This was a living emotional connection with the sentience of creation, but also with the heart and mind of the Father and his desire for total restoration. I felt the chaotic, swirling, groaning emotions of creation in bondage to corruption. Out of that massive emotion emerged the Father's original intention, becoming clearer as all the disconnections between creation internally and externally, the seen and the unseen, the revealed the design and heart of the designer. The Father's original desire for union, oneness, that was ripped apart so violently, but was now being restored in the connection I was feeling as a son joined to the Father's heart. The wonder that I felt, well, I feel sometimes, you know, when I look at nature or a nebula, I love looking at Hubble telescope photos and things. It just inspires me, and I connect with creation when I look at it. That began to be multiplied and intensified to feel what the Father felt when he declared, "It is good." And it is still good, and it will be good, and it will be restored to that place of goodness. I felt the pleasure of the Creator and the joy of the creation as it was in the beginning, and I was almost overwhelmed with the emotional intensity of creation's song, the music of the spheres joyously conducted. The great symphony of creation in its purity and beauty was awesome. And as I listened and watched and felt creation's union with the Creator, restoration was not only inevitable, but my part in it was sealed and guaranteed. I'm sold out for the restoration of creation and its freedom. I was captivated and caught, suspended between the arc of creation and the Creator, immersed and one with both. I now understood my role and the connection with the elementals through this amazing union of heart, mind, and purpose. All that has been lost, disconnected, fragmented, broken, will be restored. It is the destiny of sonship to be part of that restoration. My experiences with the dimensions, with those living beings, the fallen spiritual beings, the elementals, now made so much more perfect sense when seen through an experience within the oracles of the Father's heart. The restoration of all things is a desire of the eternal now, the heart of the mind of the Creator, as a loving Father converged and expressed in time through our sonship. As sons, we're the vital component in this equation. That is why creation is looking at mankind, longing for our revealing and maturity. Father said, "Son, this is the first of many reconnections that need to take place. As three gates are opened governmentally in perfect union, this was the heart with the ark and crown and root." So that is within me, the gateways and the seals or the chakras, whatever you want to call them, of heart, crown and root. But there are other arcs joined by the heart to form government within you. So there are other of these gateways that need to connect up in threes to form government, and I have explored some more of that and probably might share that later. Spirit, soul, body unified with the life force in pure celebration. The joie de vivre, as the French put it, or the joy of life. This was a celebration of the Father's original intention. So awesome. 20th of May, and this was an engagement that I had when engaged with the seven and we ascended and stepped into the realms of heaven. When we ascended, I went into the cosmos drawn by the blue portal nebula. And I will share that picture in the slides. But it was such an amazing picture. When I first saw it in the 30th anniversary of the Hubble telescope pictures, I was so drawn to it. And when I put it up as my background in Zoom, we all started to get drawn to it and were drawn to that blue sort of portal. When I entered through the membrane and we went out to engage it, we'd no idea what it was. We all just knew there was something about it that we all needed to connect. When I entered through the membrane, it felt familiar, like I'd been there before. This was the eternal now of God's heart, but I'd only ever accessed it before from the heavenly realms, but this was a cosmic access point. This was not an access point that had been entered through before. Only now, because of our union and cosmic focus, can we enter. I immediately heard and felt the sound and light frequency that was his voice vibrating with energy. This was a chamber of creation. This is what the Father spoke to me about. In my mind, I just knew that's what it was called, the chamber of creation, where the Father's heartbeat was creating a rhythm, more like a cadence that was pulsating with living energy, grace, his divine enabling power. There was a membrane between the eternal now and the physical dimensions, like an event horizon of a black hole, because this was the original singularity that formed creation. This was where the heart and mind of God in agreement spoke all creation into existence. This was the origin. The Father said, this is where you must gather together when you desire to release a shockwave ripple of exponential creative energy from the eternal now into cosmic time and space. That's a mouthful. So I began to let my thoughts form words. Those words were resonating with the Father's heart, and they began to pulsate to the cadence, becoming greatly amplified. It was like when we speak here, the Father adds his voice to ours, sparking creative power. Now, at this point, I'd not engaged anything previous to this in process. So I was just sharing what I felt from what I experienced, but I realize now that there are processes that go before this that produce this cadence and frequency within that chamber that we can create. So this chamber is where the vibrating energy of his voice and our voice engages with the vibrating living light strings of energy that are within the fabric of all creation. This place is the source of zero point energy, the unified quantum field, the quantum foam. This is where all creation is held together by the power of his voice. One sugar cube's worth of this energy can power 400 billion galaxies, and it is within us, and when focused, produces limitless energy and creativity. That's why it's so important to balance spirit and soul in harmony, to bring and activate the energy gates within us, and through the Merkaba. The chamber of creation is the opposite of black holes, which absorb light and energy, because they are the absence of light. But they do emanate a sound that is the groan of creation, a B-flat 57 octaves lower than the keyboard middle C octave. This is 1,000,000,000,000 times lower than the lowest frequency sound audible to the human ear. A low, low groan. So I began to vibrate, pulsate, almost convulse as I resonated into the cadence of the Father's heart. The living light being swayed to the rhythm of frequency of the creative thought. This is an amazing experience, and I went back there day after day after day to begin to see how this worked. And then the Father led me to going back to the previous steps of how this ended up in the creation chamber of creation. Son, you've all been shown something within the chamber of creation that only Enoch saw when he walked the stars. Then this knowledge is precious and powerful beyond measure. Be very careful and ensure you never use it individually, but only in union together. This chamber has the creative power to change and to transform the physical realm, to restore it to its original condition and purpose. This power is a living power. As within us, there is only life. That is why it is light, and light is alive, grace is alive, love is alive. They all take angelic form, and the strings that science have discovered is alive. The strings are alive, and whenever we speak, it is alive and living, limitless grace responds through the beings that Nancy saw. Nancy saw these light beings, and we felt, and she felt we needed to name them. Now she named them quantum lumens. They are living light beings that respond to the sound of the voice amplified within the chamber of creation. Whenever, this is the Father talking to me about this, because you know, we have these encounters and they're like, whoa, what is all that about? So I go back and I engage and I ask the Father to give me deeper revelation. Whenever you choose and create reality, those light beings of pure limitless grace form the fabric of existence as they respond to your sonship. Son, start choosing life to form the future aligned to our heart, beating to our cadence on a cosmic scale, just as you have learned to choose reality, controlling time and space within your own sphere. The cosmic sphere of government can never be controlled by any one person, but only by the union of hearts and minds that are willing to selfishly collaborate with the Father's heart. It's so important that we collaborate with the Father's heart, that we engage the Father's heart, because then we can express the Father's heart. You have all been called for a time such as this, Kairos moments that will affect Chronos time and space for its restoration. The shield around the Earth sphere that your union is creating is increasing and will eventually become an energy field around the whole cosmos as you mature in oneness in union with others. Son, this union is what you have been looking for your whole life, and the many disappointments you've experienced when you've been let down and betrayed by others are nothing compared to the joy you now feel, and that is absolutely true. There is so much more to come, but learn to rest and fully enjoy each Kairos moment to the fullest extent. May 26th. Son, the ripples of the frequency waves of sonship that are being released, amplified by your union, are beginning to weaken the control systems that have global influence over the masses who do not yet know me. A global awakening of consciousness to the reality of who I am, that I am, is truly, the reality of who I am, that I am, truly is, will shift mindset so all of our children that are ready will see the matrix of deception that they have been living in. Many of those living in lost identity will begin to discover the reality of their sonship, awaken to the truth that they will need to be discipled and equipped for the challenges ahead. Knowledge of their identity must be followed by the wisdom and understanding only available from face-to-face, heart-to-heart, restored relationship with us. Son, the forerunner examples are the beacons of love's light that must guide the way to positions and relationship beyond the veil. The creation of global relational networks who have no desire to make a name for themselves, who will not seek to denominate around beliefs, is a key to the kingdom government that will restore blessing to all the families of the earth. Son, let me show you something. Come walk with me. Now again, when I ever have this invitation, I know something is coming, but I am excited and I embraced it. I saw, felt, and sensed the connection of life between all things that unifies creation. I sensed the connections within the heavenly realms between the living beings and the cloud of witnesses, functioning like a vast living neural net of love's light. I sensed the grace, light beings within the fabric of all things, longing for the physical creation to be united as the spiritual heavenly dimensions are. I began to sense the desire of the oracles of the Father's heart, living within the light of those light beings resonating with life force. The energy of love's light pulsating within the fabric of creation, creating the unified field of consciousness. The echo memory of what once was will be again is drawing creation back to a union that is belonging, that it's longing for deep within its fabric. The vibration is getting stronger as sonship is revealed and more are rising and shining, awakened to love. Love's light is the grace, loving energy that connects and holds all of creation loosely together, but it is also drawing it together into a union of greater coherence. I felt it deeper than ever before because it's stronger than ever before as it's being amplified by our union and rippling through space-time. As the ripples go out into all the dimensions, they're not diminishing but getting stronger, being energized and energizing simultaneously. Hope for restoration is the energy frequency that is awakening creation, and hope's whisper is itself growing louder as if all the light beings are being excited and activating. The faint whisper of hope and the testimonies of the restoration are creating morphic resonance throughout the dimensions of creation. So many of those lost and adrift in hopelessness are beginning to sense the expectation of restoration. Morphic resonance is where something seems impossible, but something happens or something changes that creates a possibility of that happening. The 4-minute mile is one of the greatest examples. You know, for 50, 60 years, people were told that it was impossible for man to cross the 4-minute mile barrier. So no one thought it possible, but one man, Roger Bannister, I think in the 1950s, basically crossed that barrier. Within a couple of weeks, two more people had gone faster. Within another period of time, three more people in the same race went faster. And now that record of the mile has gone down to, you know, 20, 30 seconds below what they accomplished right then. Morphic resonance creates the possibility that causes people to believe that they can do it. The tide has turned and the balance has shifted and momentum is increasing. Everything feels brighter, more expectant of hope being fulfilled from the flow of the tree of life. Joy is rising, fueled by hope, strengthening love's bonds within the unified field of existence. It feels like the groan is becoming a laugh. It is but a faint, barely perceptible change, but it is there. Hope restored is rippling through creation like leaven permeating the dough. Son, you have felt it. Now is the time to expand and mobilize this union of hearts and minds with the global message of hope, a call to action, to just be. Those freed from the need to do will create such power in and from rest and the union of oneness. As more are freed from the matrices of global influence to be at rest, as they are to be, a rest will descend like a blanket of love, joy, and peace, creating a safe place for the oracles of the Father's heart to brood. The epidemic of fear has been broken by love's light, but this is a dangerous time as anger can rise and replace fear. Now, God spoke to me this in May, and this was before all of the global things with Black Lives Matter and all of that. And what he was saying was that love had dampened down the fear, but if the right emotions do not emerge, then anger can come. Well, while everyone is fearful, anger is suppressed. When everyone is no longer fearful, they start looking for something and someone to blame. Some are blaming God because prophets are telling them God poured out this judgment upon them. That's nonsense. Others blame other people. Some people find it difficult to know what anger really is doing. And so anger is expressed, but people don't realize that they're angry so much as they're looking for an answer, or they're frustrated. They're looking for someone to blame. Who caused this? Why is this happening? And so many things get put out there. Well, we're going to blame the Chinese. So there's anti-Chinese fervor. And then, you know, what happened, you know, in this situation, I didn't respond to this as I should. God said, be vigilant and diligent so love can dampen down anger through releasing waves of forgiveness and blessing. Now, I was distracted for 3 or 4 days from some things that were going on around me, and I failed to administrate this correctly. And what happened was the situation that happened when a guy died in custody, and that caused a whole lot of anger to be brewed and to come out. And you had all these protests, and then you had all of the anger displayed and rioting, and all of it got taken advantage. Now, I'm not against protest. I'm totally for every life mattering. And, you know, and I know, but behind some of this, there's a political agenda, and there's also a demonic agenda, and there's also an agenda which is filled with darkness. So we've got to be very careful that we see in it, yes, God loves everyone, and no one should be separated, divided on the basis of race, color, or anything else, because we're one family. That is absolutely non-negotiable. We are one family. But God was warning, and then we saw this eruption, and then we had to try and legislate for it to be dealt with. Son, love keeps no record of wrongs. Do not allow anger to motivate vengeance and retribution. And that's the problem. People look to vengeance and who's to blame? How can we blame them? How can we get our own back? Only love's expression through forgiveness can bring rest. so no bitterness and resentment springs up. And even when terrible things do happen, if we choose to respond in forgiveness, hand those people, free them, let them go, then it's God's responsibility of what he does. But can we truly bless them? And if we can't bless them, then we've not truly forgiven them. And that's when bitterness and resentment comes. May the 27th, I stood in the dark cloud wearing the cloak of mystery as my mandate for restoration. And I go back to that dark cloud quite often. I call for emancipation for all who are in slavery and bondage. Because I was stirred by this whole thing of people being in bondage, people being in slavery, whether because of color or ethnic origin or background or well, whatever it is, I want people to be free. I call for the sound of hope to go forth into the dimensions. So I began to legislate. I call for the light of love's frequency to shine into the darkness. I call for the testimony of freedom and restoration to create a ripple of truth in the spiritual realms. I call for the oracles of the Father's heart to radiate throughout creation. I call for the truth of restoration to challenge the lies and deceptions of the fall. I call for the angelic legions to go forth in support of restoration as emissaries of faith, hope, and love. I call for love, power, and a sound mind, which are angelic beings, to unite to create the hope that will inspire the belief in the possibility of restoration in the ranks of the fallen ones. So from within the cloak of mystery, in the safety of the dark cloud, I issued a decree of freedom and declared emancipation. You know, and I declared that truth, that we are here for you over and over again, as a constant reminder to the fallen realms and dimensions that we as the sons of God are here for you, not to come and get you in a negative way, but to see you restored. And everything that's an expression of that division, that creates competition, that creates conflict, that creates tribalism, was being expressed on the earth during that point of time and has been continued, but to a lesser degree as we began to legislate into it. We've got to be so careful that we do not caught up on one or other side of the argument. We don't want to be in support of one or the other. We want God's perspective and God's truth in the midst of it, which is love. And if we can't function in love, and if we're getting angry or we're getting frustrated or we're getting bitter or resentful over things that happen, and then we start blaming white people, we start blaming black people, we start blaming Chinese people, we start blaming everybody, all it does is just fuel the division, fuel the competition, fuel the conflict, and fuel tribalism. And we must break this vicious circle and cycle by coming together in union and declaring truth. I want people to be free from poverty. I want people to be free from discrimination and prejudice. I want the world to be a place that recognizes that we all are valuable and worthy in God's eyes, that we all carry equal value and worth from God's perspective, and we should value and give each other the same worth, the same honor, the same blessing. Yes, things have to change, but it starts with us. A lot of this was excused by religion. It was excused by Christianity. It was the Bible was used to declare that slavery and these things and all of this was okay, that there is white people are the supreme race. I mean, the Bible has been used to prove all sorts of stuff. The Ku Klux Klan used the Bible. I mean, we've got to be so careful that we do not get on into one side or the other side of the argument, but we balance in the beginning and bring balance back, to bring union back and bring oneness back. Son, the truth vibrates with a frequency of love that rings true with genuineness whenever our sons are in union with the integrity of one heart and mind. The light is breaking through the darkness of deception and the scales of darkness that are hiding the light within are falling away. Keep up the intensity, do not waver, remain diligent in doing good, and be vigilant in your mandates for restoration government. Son, you've seen the light of love within us and felt the oracles of our heart towards all creation. Now be at rest and be. Resting, being gentle and humble in heart is the key and will accomplish more in one day than all the so-called spiritual warfare that is motivated by anger and retribution. Son, be as we are. I am that I am. This is the rest of living love, loving living, living loving. This frequency is resonating to answer creation's groaning. The frequency of F sharp will entrain the groan of creation's B flat out of the bondage to corruption into the glory of sonship at rest. And I began to feel, you know, in the chamber of creation, I wanted to know what was the frequency that I was fearing. And I think a friend of mine, I think Del Hungerford, had engaged in this also, and she gave me this revelation that it was F sharp. And I went back to the Father and he confirmed it. The frequency of F sharp will entrain the groan of creation's B flat. Son, resting in true identity brings heavenly and earthly position and authority and radiates love's light with the hope of restoration. Resistance is weakening and hope is growing. You can feel it at the deeper level. All the surface opposition and intimidation is just fear and panic like smoke and mirrors to hide what's really going on. The limitless grace and mercy that are being released as waves of love's light are breaking down the barriers of deception. Love has won, love is winning, love wins. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and restoration will be complete because we are love and our sons are made in our image and likeness. 28th of May. Son, the chamber of creation will amplify your one voice when in union, so legislate from here. Seek me for my heart so you can resonate with me and all creation will begin to respond to your one voice. The living grace light beings are that which hold the fabric of creation together and are the creative force behind all that is created. Your awakened sonship consciousness has the ability to see and choose the reality of the restoration of all things. When you speak as one within with each other and with my heart from within the chamber of creation, the sound you release enables the light to bond together as one to manifest reality. Great changes that seem to suddenly appear on the earth or in the cosmos all began as thoughts here and are amplified into living words that become living light. There is a place of brooding and connection that creates the sound you hear that I will show you soon, and I have now experienced where that is. And the Father called it the cradle of life. Legislate as one for the global changes that you seek, to prepare the earth and the cosmos for the shift into the next age of enlightenment and rest. Son, Enoch, and Melchizedek, wisdom are to be your guides, and many of the great cloud of witnesses are coming to the brightness of your rising to support you. And I'm not talking about me personally here. This is about us. This is sonship. Engage with them and listen to the wisdom that they carry, as they have many things to impart to you. It is important that you unite creation by involving all those that have been revealed to you from the different realms and those who have been restored. Those who you have connected with have been wise choices, as they add to your collective wisdom and passions. When you have the 12 mobilized global groups that you all connect with, and activate them, but prepare now for that moment. I am raising up small relational governmental groups all over the earth to connect with them and unite them together. And what I'm create groups within the engaging program for restoration government. And I'm now doing that, and those groups will be starting in October. I am that I am, and I am is love. And I want to make this declaration again. I want to give you an opportunity again of engaging in this. So again, just come to that place of rest. Just close your eyes. Start to focus on breathing deeply. Breathe in and breathe out. Yod. And breathe in, hey. And breathe out, vav. And breathe in, hey. The rhythm of the breath of life. Yod, hey, vav, hey. Yod, hey, vav, hey. Yod, hey. Breathe in, breathe out. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be. 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 Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am joy. 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 Be. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. 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 Be. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am love, joy, and peace. Rest in my love. Rest. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal conscious. Just let that love flow over you. Again, let God take you deeper into love, take you into a demonstration of his heart, so you can live loved. You can love living. You can live loving. You can rest. Live in the light of immortality, resting in love, joy, and peace, expressing the oracles of the Father's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love. Be an oracle of the Father's heart. An expression of love's light, radiating hope, the light of love, radiating hope out into the dimensions. Allow the Father to inspire you to be passionate about what he's passionate for. Let him take you into his heart. Live from that place of love. Love living, rest.